Yo, what's cracking, guys? You read that title correctly. I don't know if we've ever done the show before, actually. My Big Fat Fabulous Life? That doesn't add up. What is this, like a TV show about how they make it seem like it's just normal to be super fat? Which it kind of is. In America, it's pretty okay. But this is the first look at the new season. I just want to see if this show sucks. You know, I don't watch these TV shows. This is the only time I'll ever see them. So this is how they're trying to entice you to watch their hour-long television show about fabulous fat people. First frame, I think we're at a funeral. Starting off good, let's go. If I seem pissed, it's because I called about my bike today. It's been over 2 weeks and they go, haven't even started. I'm like, this better be funny.
I don't know how we're gonna go on without her.
just the exact opposite of exactly what I need right about now. I need somebody to die. I need to witness it. This life isn't seeming so fabulous right now. Also, I hope the audio's fixed. If it's not, I'm sorry, and I also notice it. But I did an audio test before this. It sounded okay. We'll see.
But I know that she would want us to figure it out.
I've lost the love of my life.
This season on thumbnail. Wow, this is morbid. This season on My Big Fat Fabulous Life. They're all going to die. This is very foreshadowing.
And the days and weeks ahead are going to be hard. I love you so much, sweetheart. I'll see you in heaven.
No, you won't. She's going to hell. Sorry to break it to you, buddy. She's probably wearing mixed fabrics in that coffin. What's going on with all the crying? What's up with that? I'm not much of a crier, except when I get my 100K subscriber play button, then I'll cry. But that's for something that matters, not somebody dying. That happens all the time.
My mommy. When you stand around this kitchen table and just brings back all these memories with you, Mom.
Wow, that is a big bitch. Somebody commented saying how I'm like a misogynistic and how I only pick on fat women. If she was a guy, would have pointed it out. Really don't care what gender they are, to be honest with you. Read the about for this channel. Like, what else am I supposed to say? Just nothing? Just let it just slide by. If you're fat and you're around a group of comedians, you're gonna hear about it.
It's like, you know, he's just lost. He said, I don't want to do anything without your mother.
We have to change that attitude.
I just feel like we've got to have him a bucket list. Like,
is that a Rolex Oyster Perpetual Day Date? I kind of forgot a lot of my watch stuff. I've been watching a lot of watch content lately since I got the motorcycle and it's taken over my life. But I don't have it right now. Dude, how are you crying with a Rolex on? Even with my PRX, I'm like...
stuff to do.
He's gonna do it!
My dad is getting a tattoo right now.
Well, that was an abrupt mood change. Jesus Christ, what a transition. I did not see that coming. They're just living life now that she's dead. Finally, that cunt's out of the way. This guy's been wanting to get a tattoo for 70 years.
Look at Dad, a badass. Dad's about to call Angie for the first time.
Who's Angie?
My half-sister.
Oh, I thought it was a new bitch. I was like, wow, he's moving fast. You're telling me if heaven exists, the fucking wife isn't up there like... How come we didn't do these things? I don't know why I made her sound like that.
You have a sister? I'm still trying to adjust to the fact that my dad fathered a child out of wedlock.
There she is, Dad.
You're surprised that your dad was slinging dick? Also, look how tight this Apple Watch is. Oh my God. And she's one of the people that needs that the most. Ain't no way her hand isn't numb right now.
We are meeting my dad's long-lost daughter for the first time. Oh my God!
When's the last time you got laid?
What time is it?
Shut up!
Who the fuck's this guy? I've seen three white guys in a row that kind of look similar, so to me, this is her brother. Why would you ask your brother that? I don't think it is, but I'm gonna go with it.
Yeah, I've been seeing someone.
What? It's like I make out with an ex, and then they immediately find themselves in a happy and successful relationship.
Yeah, because you're the fat girl that they have sex with when they're sad. They regain their confidence to go acquire the woman they want. Right there, I felt like Tony Stark admitting he was Iron Man. It's a big secret we're hiding. Also, I should play Iron Man. Didn't he die? Let's have a bald version of him. Why are there not enough bald superheroes? Make Mermaid bald.
It would be nice if I could have the say. So you're old enough to drink, that's good, but I don't really know how old you actually are.
I'm 28.
I've been back on the apps for a couple weeks and it's dismal and abysmal.
Oh, I'm dead.
No, your mom is. And yeah, she looks like every girl on Tinder. Maybe just the girls I see on Tinder. No, I see hot girls when I swipe past them. We don't match, but I do still see a lot of fatties. They all kind of look the same, you know? Instead of Down syndrome face, they have fat face, which is pretty similar.
Whitney. I'm falling off the planet.
What? Whitney, you have to tell us.
Oh my God, she's melting.
It's my brother.
We fly all the way up to 300 pounds. Let's see what would she weigh. Can you stand on this little silver box right here for me?
I have not been anywhere close to 300 pounds in over a decade.
Oh, is that like a little cliffhanger for us to go watch the show to find out what she weighs? More, just more than that. How much you're thinking? More. When does her life get fabulous? We got 30 seconds left on the clock here.
You know, I've been giving some more thought about my bucket list trip. I'm going to pick Switzerland.
We're going to a glacier.
The train malfunctioned.
What?
What? If we don't get on this helicopter, we will not be going down.
Why'd they make that seem so serious? If we do not get on this helicopter, we will have to camp out here for 7 days and six nights. Since we're all hungry, we will eat the fat one. You're gonna have to eat the most, and you have the most fat. There's gonna be another helicopter. You could Uber a fucking helicopter, I think.
Local authorities have told us we don't have another choice. We have to get helicoptered off this mountain.
This elevation, I'm very sick. Head is killing me.
You could be in real danger. I don't wanna lose you and your mom.
It is a legit rescue mission. This is a real emergency.
Bet you it's not. Yeah, she didn't get helicoptered out. But you didn't get helicoptered out with you laying flat, held by a rope. You know, that's an emergency. You got in the helicopter. People die on this mountain. Yeah. You're just feeling a little woozy. Actually, you know what? That's probably rarely tested. Fat people at higher elevations? Wait. No, that was stupid. That was dumb. I'll leave it in. That was stupid. Fat people do go on airplanes. I think this is about to end, by the way. I doubt they're going to pack anything good into this unless this helicopter crashes. Ah, fuck. Well, that, sucked. What was that? What was that about? I think it was about her dad living it up now that his bitch wife has died. He's like, fucking, finally. Using all her life insurance money to go on these vacations. He's like, she's always wanted to go to Switzerland, so that's why I'm doing it now. We clearly had the funds for it, but, you know, I wanted to do this really more than she did. She doesn't even appreciate Switzerland. And now he can just get all this sympathy, pussy? Ugh. My wife died. I don't really know what was fabulous about that. My big, fat, correct, fabulous, wrong, life, barely. Whoa, Jasmine tells Gino she cheated on him. Boy, did I pick the wrong video to do today. There's always some of that will be tomorrow. Okay, that takes a lot of priority. However, it's Entertainment Tonight, so that means there's a fucking host talking during it. I'm the only one who's allowed to fucking talk. I have a talking stick. Comment down below what you guys think. I would never watch this show. Not going to do a clip of it unless the helicopter does crash. That's a heavy load. Speaking of heavy load, thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. I appreciate you so fucking much. Yo, do you like the new quality of this expensive camera? Awesome, thanks. If I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel, I actually have a Patreon with a Patreon podcast on patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. Gonna be filming a new Patreon podcast soon. I'll probably post on my socials, like to ask questions or whatever you guys have. Anything you want to know. There'll be a lot of me complaining about the motorcycle. But that's the best way to directly support, because YouTube fucking hates swears for some reason. Wouldn't it just be easier to let us swear? Because there's a kids app and these are all marked not for children. But mainly, TLC loves to copyright claim the shit out of all of my videos. They only make $120,000 a month, so I get why they have to take my revenue.
Yeah.
How else are they going to pay for taxes? I have a comedian friend who just started making reaction videos, and he's like, dude, I keep getting all these copyright claims. I'm like, welcome to the life, pal. That's the thing you're going to be doing the majority of the time, is fighting those. So like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy and TLC copyright claiming the shit out of my tight little sweetness, patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. We're going to get to 100K this year. I could feel it. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.